In this section, we're going to take a first-time walkthrough, very basic tour of the OrbitSpeak. I'm going to show you how to turn it on, how to put it into sleep mode and take it out of sleep mode. I'm going to show you how to navigate the menus, how to determine the time and date, and the amount of charge you have. One area where I've found that makes people nervous is when the unit is not speaking. Even if it's vibrating, they feel unsure and they don't know how long it's supposed to take. And maybe there's a little bit of nerves because you feel like, okay, this thing has been going for too long and I'm not hearing speech. If you are one of those people, first of all, welcome to the club. Second of all, I would encourage you to join me to do what I do as I do it. So this is especially important when you're turning on the unit. If you turn yours on when I turn mine on, and I let you know mine is still vibrating, then you'll have a pretty good idea that what's going on with yours is normal. Now, it may be that yours takes a couple more seconds or a couple less seconds than mine to power up, but this will give you a general idea. So to start, I'm going to press and hold the power button for about 2 seconds, and I'm going to do that in 3, 2, 1. And I probably held it a little longer than 2 seconds, but now I'm feeling and hearing some vibrations. I will let you know when it speaks. You should be able to hear it as well. The vibration patterns you get may be different at the time this unit is released, so you don't necessarily need to pay attention to the exact pattern. Just know that as the unit is vibrating, something is happening. So there are some things you shouldn't do right now. You shouldn't be pressing any keys, trying to hurry it along. The other thing is that if you...
It's me. Home, file manager, F1 of 7.
Okay, and it just spoke. If you want to insert an SD card or remove one, you'll want to do that while the unit is off. And you'll want to, for example, insert it before you power the unit on. Now, the unit is, as you heard, on. This is only one voice. This is only one of the voices. This is one of the Google voices. There are also vocalizer voices available. I may switch voices throughout the tutorial so that you can hear different ones, but I picked this one because I think it is probably easy for most people to both hear and understand. I'm going to press F2 to increase my volume. And you hear kind of a muted tone, but it does get louder as you turn up the volume. I'm going to press F1 to turn it back down a bit. And it does get softer. Let's say that you get a phone call and you don't just want to leave the unit. Now, if you do, it will go to sleep on its own, and you can set the sleep time in settings. But if you want it to go to sleep when you choose, you press the power button, you tap it.
OrbitSpeak is in sleep.
And you get vibration, and it says OrbitSpeak is in sleep. Now, I'm going to press it again. This is not a super quick tap, but it's not a long press either. I would say maybe 1 second. So I'm going to do that again to wake it up.
OrbitSpeak ready. Home, file manager, F1 of 7.
So now the OrbitSpeak is back up and running. It has come out of sleep mode, and it says file manager 1 of 7. Again, at the time of release, there may be more menu options, but this is what we have at the time of recording, and the number of menu options I currently have is not going to affect your understanding of how to use the unit one way or another. I have purposely opted not to mix the audio from the Orbit Speak in using a mixer. Basically, I'm just holding it up to the microphone. I don't want to misrepresent it as having a larger sound than it does, and so I am going for accuracy, knowing that there may be some filtering going on so that possibly it's a little softer when you hear it. I have a mild to moderate hearing loss, and I find the speech very clear and easy to understand. So let's talk about navigating the menus. When we discussed the layout, we talked about the cursor cross with the arrows. So to go through the various options, we just press down arrow.
Editor, E, 2 of 7. Media player, M, 3 of 7.
And of course, if we wanted to go back the other way,
editor, E, 2 of 7. File manager, F, 1 of 7. Alarm clock, A, 7 of 7.
And as you can hear, it will wrap around. Pressing the right and the left arrows do nothing. At this point, they give you an error tone. What you would want to do is press the confirm key in the center to go into each specific application. Now, let's talk about two commands that people use a lot. Especially I find when I get a unit, I plug it in, and then I get impatient because I want to start using it, I want to start playing with it. And so I want to know how much battery charge does this have? So to find out, you are going to do dots 1 and 6 with the space key. If you are reading grade 2 Braille, you will know that this is the sign for the letters CH. So CH for charge. And if not, then you would just need to remember dots 1 and 6 along with space. So let's press that.
Battery level 99%, not plugged in.
And so, as you heard, it said battery level 99% and not plugged in. If I had it plugged in, it would tell me. Finding the time couldn't be simpler. You just press T with the space.
Time is 2:29 p.m.
Now, if you want date, you're going to press T with space, but you're going to press it twice. This is similar to how it works on a Windows computer. You would press the insert or caps lock with F12, and you press it once for time and twice for date. And so Orbit Speak has used a similar convention here. So I'm going to press the T with space, and I'm going to press it twice fairly quickly.
Time is 2:30 p.m.
Oh, and I didn't do it quickly enough. Let's try again.
Time is 2:30 p.m. Time is 2:30 p.m. Date is the 14th of July, 2024.
Okay, so that took a little bit of finesse on my part, but when you practice, you will get into a rhythm that works for you. If you're not sure that you're going to remember these, or you just want another way to do it, it does exist. We now have a utilities menu.
Editor, E, media player. Utilities submenu, U, 4 of 6.
And when you press select, you'll go into the utilities submenu.
Check battery status, B, 1 of 5.
This could not be simpler.
Battery level, 82%, not plugged in.
I just pressed select and it told me that.
Check current time, T, 2 of, time is 8:01 p.m. Check current date, D, 3 of 5. Date is the 3rd of August, 2024.
So basically, I'm doing the same thing each time. I'm pressing up or down arrow till I find the item I want, and then I am pressing select. We talked about putting the Orbit Speak to sleep by tapping the power button. If you want to shut it down, you will press and hold it for about 2 to 3 seconds, much as you did when you're starting it up. Let's do that now. I'm pressing in 3, 2, 1.
device is shutting down.
And as soon as it started to vibrate, I released the button. You heard the message, device is shutting down. And now it's vibrating, and when it stops, which it just did, the device is completely powered off. Some people leave the unit in sleep quite a lot of the time, and some people like to power it down when not using it. Others take a middle-of-the-road approach, and they put it in sleep during the day, and then power it down at night. This gives you lots of options to use it in a way that is going to work best for your particular needs.